This is a Smoke Radio podcast.
It's crazy because I did cover gigs for years in Dublin, like for 4 years, and like every night of the week. So I kind of not a big fan of doing them now as much as I was. Songs that I did myself before you, Nervous and Say Hello, and yeah, they're all kind of pretty much about similar things.
Yeah.
Nervous is kind of about meeting somebody, and then over time you're kind of like, oh, not a nice person really at all anymore. And then at the end of it, it's pretty much a country song, but not a country song at all. Like, it's no trucks or beer or anything in it. It's just it's about that pretty much. For You is kind of the same, and Say Hello is just a fun song to play.
You've got musical people in the family. Was that a big influence, or did you want to do it anyway?
I was, yeah. I don't know what I would have done anyway if I didn't do this. But my sister was a big influence because she's a singer as well. She kind of brought me up on like weird, like not weird music, like shows and stuff like Wicked and all that, and all them sort of songs. Because all the singers are like amazing. And she showed me all them. And then my dad, obviously, as well. He showed me Bob Dylan and then Cat Stevens. So I was well into it then. And yeah, my granddad as well. I didn't really know my granddad that well because he died when I was kind of young, so, but he was a performer. He was a comedian. And he did all the same kind of venues that I'm doing now. It's kind of weird going into some of the places and being like, oh. X Factor. I don't know, it depends what you're doing, because you can work at it for years and years and years and years and years. And you could be 50 and then you go on it and nothing happened. You could be amazing and you go on the X Factor and it does that. But I think it's really bad for people that are like younger, like even my age, and like people that are 18, 16. Especially when they're that young, they shouldn't really go into it because they're not learning how to actually do it the real way. Like, as in, go for it and like start gigging and be bad at the start and then gradually get better as you go along, like even if it's in a shed with a band. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of mixed opinions about X Factor.
What was it like when Ed Sheeran tweeted about you?
Awesome. I wasn't expecting it now, but I've been chatting to him for a while. Like, I met him in Dublin when he did a gig with one of my mates, Jamie Lawson, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I just ended up going into the pub and he was just upstairs jamming. But he actually did call me at like 2 o'clock, and I went in and just started chatting. We just jammed out, and he played in Dublin, the O2. But 3 weeks ago, we, after both of the nights, we just went back and jammed back in the hotel and stuff. And he's lovely, really nice guy.
We saw that you were with James Blunt at the O2 on the 20th of November. Are you nervous about that? How do you feel?
It'd be great. No, I did a few tours, and I did the French tour with him and the German tour with him. And it was mad. I was on the bus with them. So he's really nice. Him and his band are really cool. So it'll be fine, I think. It's a seated O2 gig, so it's going to be intimate. It'll be great. Still going to be breaking it beforehand, though. I'm doing my biggest show in Dublin, like headline show in March in the Olympia, which is going to be mad. And that's going on sale Thursday. And so that's going to be fun. That's like nearly 2,000 capacity, so that's going to be a scary gig, but it'll be fun. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then the album next year, hopefully.
Cheers, thank you very much, everybody.
This is a Smoke Radio podcast.